WTOP News Time 4:52.
President Obama plans to support legislation banning assault weapons when it comes to the Senate floor in January. The decision comes after last week's massacre in Newtown, as you know, and pressure continues mounting here in Washington to tighten federal gun laws. We're already seeing the commercial fallout from the shooting.
And joining us to talk more about it, CNN chief business correspondent Ali Velshi. Good to have you back, Ali.
Thanks very much. I've never seen this sort of reaction in the stocks and the behavior of gun sellers, despite the fact that since Columbine there must have been about 30 mass killings in the United States. We've seen a number of things happen. Dick's Sporting Goods, which you know sells guns with a sporting chain around the country, many in the area, has suspended its sales of what they're calling modern sporting rifles, which include the Bushmaster that was used in the attack. Walmart has taken that semi-automatic rifle off of its website, but it continues to sell it. And Cerberus, which owns Bushmaster's maker, a company called Freedom Group, said today it's going to sell that business.
Meantime, though, gun sales appear to be going up in other parts of the country since this shooting.
Very interesting way to look at this, and this happened after the Obama election the first time in 2008 when there was a sense that there would be more pressure on gun control. Sales continue to go up. Independent retailers are saying they're doing very, very well. We talked to one in the area who said they normally sell three of these semi-automatic weapons a week. They're up to about 30. That said, the stocks of publicly traded companies are doing poorly because their business model may change. So Smith & Wesson down 20% in the last 3 days. Cabela's down 12% in the last 3 days. Sturm Ruger down about 15%. So very different reactions depending on whether you sell guns now or you want to sell guns for the future.
And is there anything larger we can glean from that, Ali?
Well, there really is a sense that there have been reactions, particularly from Democrats, conservative Democrats who have top ratings from the National Rifle Association, that they are prepared to have some conversation about some degree of control on guns. And that just hasn't happened. Now, we're just, you know, as you know, we're going to hear from the NRA on Friday. They've just put out a statement now saying they want to do what can be done to make sure this doesn't happen again. But nobody knows what that means. But some sense that there may be some legislation coming.